Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively celebrating 27 years with my 27 favorite things to eat. We're doing tastiness. We're doing the countdown now into the teens, into the single digits. We're going to get down there. There might be peach cake somewhere involved. I'm just saying. Although I ate it all in the last segment. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have Lucky Sevens, as well as a few of the Pressure Lucks left. I'm going to have Raven scratch-offs throughout the football season as we conclude the Maryland Crab Cake Tour for the summer. Get ready for football season. I'm going to bring this guy in because it's always a good time to discuss the American dream. I think the last time Leonard Raskin and I got together on the GBMC hotline, we were discussing sandwiches. And I
Yes,
think,
sir.
and then I left you and you like got on a big bird, went over to Europe and have made your way back. And I mean,
Yes, sir.
obviously Ravens and Bills first and foremost, but
Big.
you still got your European vacation. I haven't even checked in with you to
We
find out
did.
there's good sandwiches in Europe. I'll give you that. I know this much.
Absolutely. We had some great food. We did a few days in Dublin. We actually jetted from Dublin. To well, we didn't jet. We what's it called? Propeller planed
Where? What?
to the Isle of Man.
You told me you were doing
We
this,
went
the
to the
Isle of
Isle of
Man.
Man. It's where the TT motocross races are. Amazing, amazing. So we jumped in a car. Well, we flew over. We got in the car the next day, and we went to the starting line of the TT, where those crazy motorcycle racers go.
See, this is the best part is if people listen on the radio, they're like, me, I'm not listening on the radio. I'm shooting a video. I am out on Google right now
Right.
looking up the
So,
Isle of Man.
yeah, so check this
So
out. So
go ahead.
the TT race, we go to the starting line. We're in a car and we drive the first quarter, if you will, of the course. So the course is a 30-mile roughly course on the inner parts of the country of the Isle of Man, which is not that big.
Can I ask you, can you see Ireland or the UK from the, could you
Okay,
see the
so check this
mainland or
out.
no?
So check this out. On a
Okay.
clear day, there is a mountaintop that literally the highest point of the Isle, and there's
Observatory kind of thing?
no, like an obelisk thing up there, and you go to that point. And it's got a plaque on it. And depending upon where you look, you can see seven countries.
So you see obelisk, all I think is like the Presence album for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Washington Monument or
Yeah, right,
something,
but
you know?
way smaller. Like
Okay.
chest height.
Okay.
So if you look this way, you can see Scotland. If you look that way, you can see Ireland.
I
If you look
mean,
this way, you can see the UK. If you look that way, you can see Wales. So you're supposed to be able to see seven
can
countries
see
from there.
Liverpool from there.
Yes, they're supposed to see seven countries, and the seventh is heaven.
Ah, always shining down on the Irish.
So we went. It was sadly a cloudy day. We saw
Ah,
one
well, dude,
country,
it's the UK. It's always
which was
cloudy.
the Isle of Man. That's the only country we saw,
On
but
a
it was
clear day, what
gorgeous.
day is that?
Right, one day you get lucky one day. So we went, we saw that. Now, if you look down from that road, I mean from that height, what's really cool, there's a road, a highway that runs along the coast where there is no speed limit.
Well, it looks like there's a
And you
lot of
see,
lamb and goats and sheep in the
oh,
Isle of Man.
absolutely, absolutely
It looks like
everywhere.
New Zealand, right? It
It
looks like a
yes.
just a green
It is
patch,
gorgeous. It
right?
is gorgeous. And there's amazing sights to see. You can do it all in 3 days. See the whole country in 3 days. It's at its, I think it's 13 miles at its widest and 60 miles top to bottom.
See, this is why I needed to invest more money in you and less in former employees of mine over the course of my lifetime. Because I would have been to the Faroe Islands last year. Like,
Yeah,
I had a whole
right.
thing where Bryan
It's
Adams played there. My buddy Jason Seamer went there. By the
right.
way, he's in Morocco right now doing the call to,
Oh my
like doing,
goodness.
he's in Morocco, like out riding a camel yesterday in Morocco,
Wow.
like
Wow.
literally. So, I have these
Well,
wanderlust adventurer friends,
we took a
like
horse
you
drawn
and the Isle of Man.
carriage to an electric train that is around since the 1800s to go to the top of this mountain. It was gorgeous. The weather was perfect. 70 degrees, 72 degrees, sunny, no humidity every day. A lovely beach. A great island, fabulous people, good food. Had a
How
blast.
long did you stay on the Isle of Man?
3 days.
It's a little island,
Two and
right?
a half
Like,
days, very little. And so let me go back to this TT race. So we start at the starting line and we do a quarter of the course, which is about 8, 9 miles, right? It took us 30 minutes with
on
traffic
a
lights.
bike,
Oh, no, in a car.
in a car, okay.
Traffic lights, traffic, everything from start to 8 mile mark, 30 minutes. The bikes, the race from a standing start, 3 minutes.
There's
They
no speed
reach,
limit, right?
no, this is during the race, right?
Oh.
200 miles an hour on a crotch rocket. I mean, these guys are insane.
All right, I'm going to Google this because, like, I know very little about the Isle of Man. I
It's
knew a little bit about
unreal.
the Faroe Islands
Oh,
from my
it's
friend went there.
fantastic.
So the Faroe Islands are
Fantastic.
like way north, halfway between there and Iceland. The Isle of Man sits literally
In
in the
the
middle.
Irish Sea between Ireland and the UK.
Why did you go there? Is it because your kid's wanderlust in his
No,
youth?
the kid's been in Ireland for a year. We'd seen a lot of Ireland. We had a week. We were going to take a week to go over to bring him home. And
But you've
I
been to
said,
Liverpool, you've been to what, you've done
yeah, I
other
said,
things?
let's go to the Isle of Man.
Okay.
What are the chances I'm going to go there, come back to Ireland, the UK, and spend a few days? So trip worked out really, really right. Timing was great. Took a piece of the American dream and went to see the Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man. Okay,
So we
I'm
did it. We did it. And 3 days, we've seen it. It's magnificent. It's beautiful, like you said.
self-governing British Crown
Yes,
dependency in the Irish
yes,
Sea, known
yes.
for rugged coastline,
It's
medieval
beautiful.
castles, and
Beautiful.
rural landscape
Saw it
rising to a
all.
mountainous center.
Saw it all.
The
Saw it
Isle of
all.
Man TT is a major annual
That's
cross-country
big deal.
motorcycle race around the island.
Big deal. 200 miles an hour on a
Dude, you
bike.
know what you could see from there? And I'm not even making
Everything.
this up. You
Everything.
can see Dundalk, Ireland from there. I'm
Yes,
not
you
making
can.
that up. You
And
can see Dundalk.
wait. I went there after.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So we got home. We were home. We got back to Dublin.
What's a Randallstown guy doing in
We
Dundalk?
got back to Dublin and we went west in Dublin to Galway and spent some time in the center of the city there. Amazing, beautiful. And then we cruised to the west coast and there it is. Dundalk, Ireland. Although my son says that's not how you pronounce it in Ireland. It's
It's
doing
Dundalja.
something else.
It's Dundalja.
Something else, yeah. But
Yeah.
that is, let's face it, all the names here come from over there. We didn't create any of these names. Everything we have is from over there.
So this is how strong the Dundalk thing is, just so you know, for those of us who subscribe to such a thing and are in the Dundalk
Yes.
Hall of Fame and like
There
all
you
that.
go.
So 4th of July, you know, we have our Heritage Fair. And by
Yes.
the way, it has been saved. Like Baltimore County announced, like, we're good the next 5 years. We're going to have heritage
Right,
fairs. We're not
right.
canceling it. So it's funded, which is community funded, and it's the 4th of July, and it's the Heritage Fair. So I'm over there, and we all wear our Dundalk stuff. And my dude, Kathy Timpson's brother, Mike Timpson, I went to high school. I haven't seen him in 35 years. He lives out in LA. He manages rock bands. He's a little bit of a comedian kind of guy. And he has all of this Dundalk stuff, and we caught up. And the whole conversation we had was his trip to Dundalk, Ireland, and
There you
my
go.
trip, and comparing all the pictures we took. So, like, had I known you were going to Dundalk, I got friends there, Leonard.
There you go. Well, we didn't stay. We went through. We really didn't stay because we hit Galway, then we hit the West Coast.
I have friends that would have made your proper roasts.
There you go. And then
Know?
we cruised back around through some ruins, through some castles, and went to Kells, the famous place where the Book of Kells originates. And then cruised back around to Dublin, spent a day and a half, and then packed up the car and moved to Beverly. We had to pack up the boy's apartment. He was done with his master's
So
degree.
your kid has now lived in Europe for a year, studied
Yes,
abroad. He studied abroad.
absolutely,
And now
absolutely.
he's back here and he's, what's he doing?
He's back. He's got a little bit of finish up for the master's, some paper to finish up by the end of the week. And then he gets a couple days off, and then after the couple days, he is applying for a PhD program, or PhD programs to see where he will take his PhD beginning next September. So between now and then,
So is he a doctor officially?
no. That's the PhD. He's got to do the PhD to be a
Okay.
doctor, and that's another 6 years.
That's all.
That's all. Depending upon where he takes it. If it's US, it's usually about 6 years. If he goes back overseas, it's four. And he'll be applying to Oxford, Cambridge, St. Andrews, I believe, in Edinburgh.
They got a
And
golf course there.
they do.
I heard about
They
it.
do. I've heard about it. And then a number of schools in the States. If his mother has her way and it works out perfectly, he'll be studying with a lovely professor at Hopkins, although we don't know because he's got to apply to multiple places to see where he can get paid.
Hopkins sounds so unsexy when you're from here, but it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So he's got
Just
great
drive over there and
opportunity.
see where everybody else is from.
Right,
That's all you
because
got to do.
they're not from here. They try to get them from everywhere, right? It's just like the international. Look, he was in Ireland for a year. He made a lot of really great friends over there, and more than half of them are from the U.S. New
Is he
York.
happy studying in Ireland? Because I know
Oh, he
you
had a
put a lot of
ball.
effort. You almost went to Montreal and some other
Yeah, no,
places,
he had
right?
a blast in Ireland. He had an
Good.
absolute ball there. He did not want to come home.
Well, this kid lived in Columbus, Ohio, had like
Yes.
that college. But
Yep.
I find it fascinating. I got to ask you about this because when I see your Isle of Man
Yes.
castles, you said you
Right.
did this castle, that castle.
Yep, we
So
did
here's the
them.
deal. I know your kid's more into like the castles and studying
Yes.
stuff. I remember your
Yes.
vacation a couple years ago. And I've really never talked to him about the castles, but I'm going to do that over crabs at some point while he's home.
Yes,
Over
indeed.
Costas. So you got to go to
Yes.
Costas, Dundalk, the Dundalk,
Yes.
Maryland, not
Yes. There
Dundalk,
we go.
Ireland, the other
Right.
Dundalk.
Right.
So I would just say for me with castles, I have been to Europe several times. I've done this and that and whatever. We have castles, some castles in America, but nothing like that.
No.
For me, if I were to do anything wacky on a tour, I probably would scoop up my rock star buddy John Allen and go over to Europe and like follow the trail of Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and The Who or Ozzy Osbourne. We would do something
Right.
in that lane, or if I were to go to Australia to Melbourne, I would follow the lane of AC/DC, or like I would be on a rock and roll
Yeah.
expedition more so
Yeah.
than soccer or science or even, no offense, I did
Castles and
the church,
cathedrals.
listen, the Churchill bunkers and stuff, the war stuff.
Beautiful. Amazing.
I'm just not a, I'm anti-war, so therefore I don't need to study it. No
Right,
offense
right.
to Auschwitz or anyone
I get
of
it.
your faith that had any of
I
that.
get it.
I don't need to build a vacation around
Well, it's not a
morbidity.
vacation, right?
I did that for a day in Amsterdam with Anne Frank, and it's changed the way I think about the
Deep,
world,
hard. Yeah, it's
especially lately, with
deep
the
and
goof
heavy.
running Washington, D.C. and threatening everybody else. But the issue for me with castles is, what do you get in a castle? Because I've been to like, in Cologne, the Dom, a lot of
Yep,
them are
yep.
they're cathedrals really that
Yes,
are castle-y,
yes.
and they're impressive and whatever, but it's Chevy Chase and Sparky looking out over the Grand Canyon. You get there and you're like, all right, let's leave. You know what I mean?
Right,
Let's get a beer.
right.
Let's go to the Temple Bar.
Yep.
So I don't
Went there too.
give me the yeah, give me the castle thing, because
So
I don't get it.
I'm not, but the boy, it's his study. He studies medieval European history. So it's all about the founding, the Vikings, the Norse, the Irish, how it all came to be, the what is the historic significance of the place relative to the founding of the island. He is all about
So the Isle of Man's like
that.
Alcatraz was for me running around, huh?
There you go.
Yeah,
Right.
just a place.
He's just, yeah, he's just, he loves it. So we go. When I come home from a trip with my son and my wife, I say all the time, when I come home from a trip with them, I need a vacation. It is not a vacation. It is, we're touring, we're seeing, we're looking at castles, cathedrals, we're climbing
That's how you
spiral
see the Northern
staircases.
Lights in Iceland,
Correct.
unwittingly, right?
Correct. You're going to see stuff. We are not going to what I would call vacation,
Lay
which
on the
would be
beach.
all inclusive, lay on the beach, lay by the pool, drink in hand, and
You're
relax.
defining what
The
a
difference
vacation is for
between
me. Now, I like go. I'm good with go to Paris, London, New
right,
York. I
exactly.
do that,
Yeah,
but
but that's
in a
not
general
vacation, that's an
sense,
adventure. When we go on trips, we're either going on an adventure or a vacation.
If I have to have my
These are
phone out to
adventures.
navigate where I am, I'm not really on a vacation. I'm on an
Right.
adventure.
Exactly.
Yes.
And when I'm on an adventure, I just succumb to the fact that this is what we're doing, and I'm gonna, you talk about having your phone out. I'll give you a, I think I may have told you this after the last big trip. Second day there, my phone starts screaming. You know, who stole me? Because this is way too many steps in a day for me. And way too many stairs climbed and things, because I just don't do that on
So
a
it's worried
regular
about your
basis.
heart.
It's not worried, it's just wondering, who has the phone? This isn't
By the
typical.
way, I had this happen, and this is a plug for my tastiness store. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We're getting ready for football season. I'm
Yes,
definitely going to talk a
indeed.
little bit of Buffalo with the ears. We get football ready.
Yes.
But so I'm driving on the Eastern Shore 2 weeks ago at Mako, and I did the since the last time we got together, did I do Blackwater with you? Have I talked about this?
Not sure.
Now you've owned a place in Delaware forever. You've admitted that you will go north and not
Yes.
across the Bay Bridge, but
Yes.
you do go through Cambridge
Absolutely, sometimes for sure.
several times a year, right? You
For
you've
sure.
never been to Blackwater Refuge.
No.
All right, so this is for you and for anybody listening and for anybody who loves Leonard and hates me, whatever. The Blackwater Refuge is the sign you see, the brown sign when you go through Cambridge. You can make a right-hand turn. It says Harriet Tubman Memorial Parkway, which your president wants to do away with, and like all of that. But that area of the world below Cambridge on the road to Hooper's Island, you can look up Hooper's Island. I picked a crab cake down there, a place called Old Salties that's under new ownership. It's remodeled. It's a lovelier destination than even the place I went 3 years ago when I discovered this place. Take an hour or two, leave a little earlier, maybe on a cloudy day where you're not rushing to get to Bethany to get on
Yeah,
the
I'm never
beach.
rushing.
If you're on your way back and you
Yeah,
leave a
taking
little
my time,
early
sure.
and you just want a little diversion and grab some lunch, this will take you a half an hour, 40 minutes south, a half an hour, 40 minutes back north to the highway. You can get back on in Vienna and go through the Harriet Tubman Trail, which I recommend, which is where this story leads, because I drove out of Cambridge the straight road down. Leonard, it's the prettiest road in the state. You will not think you'll think you're in Thailand. You'll think you're in Smith Island. You'll think you're in the marshes of Louisiana. You're going to see birds that only exist there. You're going to see tidal movements and water and sun and cloud and little tiny roads and people fishing. You're going to see farms where you go up and you take the tomato and leave them a dollar on the honor system. It's unbelievable, and it's right off the road. It's right off the road we all drive to get to Ocean City. So as my tourist thing, so I'm driving along on the way out. So on the way out, I took the back roads over to Vienna. So instead of going straight back up to Cambridge, I went to Harriet Tubman Trail, and there's a beautiful visitor center for Blackwater Refuge. Beautiful bathroom. You can pee, you can do number two, you can get a drink. There's bugs because it's a marsh, right? But that viewing area has taxidermy of all the creatures, so you can see what kind of birds you will be seeing, and fish and creatures and all of that. And the Harriet Tubman Trail's a half a mile away, and then the trail is the road. So the road takes you literally. I'm driving along, Leonard, I swear to God, and there's a little house, and it's got one of those little historic signs. It's like, this is where Harriet Tubman was born.
Amazing.
And I'm there, and I'm looking around, and ain't nothing. This is not in the marsh, in the refuge. This is 2 miles east of the marsh. And I'm there, and I'm thinking, what was here in 1853? I mean, other than the power lines and the road, what the hell's
Nothing.
here now? That in like there's no schoolhouse, there's no business, there's no commerce. And I'm thinking to myself, Harriet Tubman, Google her. She was kind of important in the Civil War and getting people to freedom. That before this, I almost called him an ass. I didn't, but I almost wants to erase all of this history. So I went by there, and I'm going on these roads, and this has never happened to me. I'm driving along, and I'm alone. So my wife would have been bitching at me had she been in the car. Keep your eye on the road, right? There's nobody on the road. There's not even a rabbit to hit. There's no humanity. And the road doesn't really have two lanes. It's just a black top on a
Yeah, sure.
and it's swiveled
Sure.
in the way that the car rocks because if it rains, they don't
Got
want
to
the
fall
road to
off.
flood.
That's
The
right.
water, you know, the road is lumpy. It's a
Yes,
lumpy road,
absolutely.
right? And there's nobody around because why would anybody be there but me,
Right.
right? My car told me to stop, pull over, and have a coffee.
Ah, because of the way you were driving. Thought you were
Yes.
sleeping.
I swear I was driving
I
along on the
believe you.
road and the car basically said, you're either drunk or falling asleep.
Right,
So
right.
the car stopped me. Like the car like did like a like if you're gonna hit something,
Right,
it
right.
slowed me down and it put a little coffee cup up in an
Yep,
orange
I've
thing.
seen that.
And I'm thinking, I had a friend who passed away who was a bad alcoholic, and he had one of those awful things in the car you
Yeah, the
had to breathe
breathalyzer.
into
Yeah.
before you drove.
Right.
I swear to God, when you tell me that your people meter went off and said you're going to kill yourself, Leonard, my car did this to me in
Yes.
front of Harriet Tubman's because I was rubbernecking
Right.
and the road was lumpy.
That's how you got to be.
Never happened to me. 8 years of owning this vehicle. Thank you,
That's
Toyota.
it. There you go. They want to,
Trying to
they're
keep me alive.
keep you alive, keep you
Well, they
safe.
tried, your watch told you
Told me,
your
dude,
heart's going to explode.
who is this taking all these steps? What's going on here? That can't be you. Can't be you. But it
Leonard
was
asked,
an
so what do you want
adventure.
to know about tastiness? You said something to me because, like, you are like my friend Shannon, who I had crabs with a month ago, and she's like, tell me all the places. I want to write them down. I'm like, I ain't
Yeah, where's
telling
the
you. I know I'm
list?
going to put them out
No,
on a positive.
wait till they're done. I'll take the list when it's finished. I'm waiting. I'm watching. I
All
see
right.
them
Well,
all.
let me tell you what I've done here in the last week so you can get a vibe on the different kind of food. I've had a pit beef sandwich. I've had a
Wait.
maple pit beef sandwich.
Yeah, where?
I ain't telling you. You got to go check it out. I've had a maple bacon donut very close to
Yeah.
your house.
Yeah, I
Very
know
close
that.
to your house
Know
at a
that.
bakery that's fantastic.
Yep.
I've had some. Well, see, I went to Our Lady of Fatima, so you'd say, bless me, Father, for I have had peach cake. I have had peach cake.
Beautiful.
And I have sinned with cheese steaks at Pizza John's,
Yep.
which you've had.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yes.
By the way, I've had some Republicans on lately. J.B. Jennings and David Marks came over. So J.B. Jennings, this is one thing we can agree on. Republican, Democrat, Baltimore County, Hartford
Yeah,
County.
whatever.
You know, he's nicer than I am. He really is. He's a farmer too.
Yep.
When he came over to Pizza John's, I said, can I get you some pizza? I'll come here for the cheesesteaks. And I'm like, that's my man. See, some people know where the great
Right,
cheesesteaks are.
gotta know.
I have had an egg custard snowball,
Okay.
no marshmallow. I've had
Right,
that.
right.
I've had my favorite tacos in Baltimore. I've
Yep.
had my favorite tacos. I've had my favorite French toast.
Ooh.
I've had some French toast. I have. Do you have
Okay.
a Chinese joint that you do you like Chinese food?
Yeah, I used to my favorite go-to, but I haven't been there in 100 years and it's not the same anymore, was the Golden Dragon Inn, Liberty Road in
Oh, right near your
Randallstown.
house.
That was the
Benny
best.
Durr's,
Benny
right?
Durr, the best Chinese food ever. And then he got old and family didn't take over and they sold it out and it's now a Chinese restaurant and sports bar. And I don't think the food is anywhere near as good as it
Okay,
used
well,
to
I mean,
be.
and listen, we could talk about Captain Harvey's changing in Dundalk and
Right,
where we are.
you just gotta hope that keeps up, but it doesn't.
Anything but Cracker Barrel. I won't talk about that this week, but I would say this, that having a good Chinese place and
Yeah.
having a and I love Asian food, right? And
Right.
I'm from Dundalk. My mother Connie, my maternal
Yeah,
mother,
yeah.
who had a lot of issues in her life, but she loved me. And I know she loved me because she took me for Chinese food.
There you
And
go.
she was the person, because my mom worked late nights. She worked, you know,
Right.
in the industry, so to speak. My mom had a lot of issues, but she ate late night Chinese food at the White Rice Inn in the former Chinatown in downtown Baltimore on Park Avenue, just north of like Center City. And I went there as a boy in the 70s, and I have loved Chinese food. I had a place called Young's Carryout that still exists and it's still excellent. It's right next to the DAC, right where the Baltimore Sun was. I started going there when I worked at the Baltimore Sun, 1987, 88.
Right.
I did Chinese carryout there. For all of the 19 years that I lived downtown, all of my marriage, it was there and it was our go-to.
There you
We
go.
had nothing to eat, nothing we wanted to eat. We never, there was before Uber Eats. They didn't really
Right, of
deliver.
course.
We get in the car,
Go
we
there,
drive up. My wife
pick
would
up the
wait for me.
stuff,
I run in, I get it. We go back down, and
eat it,
sometimes we'd even
love it.
stop at a Meachie's or other places to get carry out, right? But cold night, we could always count
Yep.
on Young's carry out. So I moved up to Towson, and this happened in about 17 or 18. The family, the Chinese family, and I knew the family a little bit.
Yep,
They had a
yep.
connection to the son. They moved back to China, and the kids moved away, and it was boarded up.
Gone.
So Young's carryout went away. I knew you during this period of life because you can go out to my Facebook and I'm like, my Chinese place
Right,
closed.
right.
I'm about to die up in here. And
Yeah.
I tried, Leonard, I went to a dozen places. I
Hard to
went to
find
places in
good.
Fells Point, Upper Fells Point, Lower Fells Point, Timonium, Cockeysville, Parkville, Hawthorne. Ray Bachman found a place for me in Pasadena. It's in that Two Rivers Plaza where Tony took. It's fantastic. I ate there one time, and then Young's reopened. I drove by. It was like a mirage. My
What the
Chinese place
heck?
opened. And here's the funniest story. I went in after all of the years. I've been eating there 30 years, and they reopened. And I went in, and this is a true story. I went in, and the little older lady who was a younger lady when I knew her 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I went in and she's there the first night. It's about 2019, 18, 19, it
Right.
reopened.
Right.
And I went in and it was like, because I didn't find a Chinese place. I had
Right,
a
of course.
dozen awful Chinese meals at a dozen different awful Chinese places for a year and a half. I couldn't find anywhere. I almost went to China. And they reopened and I went in and I had ordered my shrimp and broccoli,
Right,
my wonton
standby,
soup,
right,
right? I
right.
got my chicken fried rice. I got it all. And I went in and I said to the woman, I'm like, I can't believe you're here. She looked at me when she looked at me, she said, "Where you been?" The first thing she said to me, "Where you been?" And I'm like, "Where have you been?" That was her sense of humor,
Right,
"Where you
right.
been?" she said to me. And I'm like, you saved my life. So Young's carry out, it is not my place. I found a place in Parkville,
Okay.
and it's so good that I still will go to Young's. When I'm downtown, I go to Young's three, four times a year. I do.
Got it.
When I'm downtown. And it's great. But Happy China. It's about
Happy
five doors up from
China.
the Emerald Tavern on Harford
Oh,
Road.
wow. Wow.
I'm gonna give you that one because it's coming out. And listen, I've done the fried oysters down at Fadley's, and I converted RJ Shepherd from Forest Park Golf. I got shrimp salad from down at Fadley's. I have already announced my favorite Thai place, which is right around the corner from you, Fuji-san.
Yep.
You know Fuji-san?
I do. Absolutely.
My God, the drunken noodles there, outstanding.
Absolutely.
The pad thai, the curries, all of it, just fantastic. So I'm trying to feature local places, which is why you keep me in business at
Right.
Raskin Global, because these are the kinds of businesses you do business with, small local
Absolutely.
businesses
Yep.
that want to live the American dream, whether it's people from China, people from Thailand, people from all over the world, people from Dundalk, Ireland, or it's
That
like the
want to
Neil
make it
Diamond song, they
happen.
come to America to make a dream
That's
happen,
right. That's right. Amen. That's what it's all about.
Well,
There we go.
I'm going to give you my Amish donut place, Mary's Donuts. It's right around the corner from you. You can't get it till like Friday, Thursday, Friday. Only open on the weekends in the morning.
Yep.
But the
Yep.
kids, you know where I'm talking about that donut joint?
Yeah.
Right inside the left door at Pennsylvania Dutch.
Got it. I'm with
That's where
you.
you want to go for donuts.
Market's fabulous. The market is amazing.
Pennsylvania Dutch?
The
It's a
market.
gem.
It's great breakfast.
See, you've been there. You know all
Pretzels.
about it.
Pretzels.
All right, so you're worried
It's a
about the
beautiful
Ravens. I know
place.
you want to talk Ravens. We did enough food.
Let's do a quick Ravens.
Go ahead.
I'm not worried. I think it's interesting that I guess Harbaugh just has a philosophy. He doesn't want to play any of the starters in the preseason, but I hope they don't come out rusty against the first four because that first four is murderer's row.
I
What do you
don't know
think?
that we've ever had a season like this where the expectation is built up. The
Yep.
disappointment has built up like it did during Harbaugh's, the first Flacco
Yeah,
administration,
yeah.
like it kind of built up after Billick didn't win, right?
Right,
After Steve
right.
McNair and Kyle Bowler and, whatever was going to happen at that point. We're not at that place with Lamar or Derrick Henry. Maybe some people are at that place with Harbaugh. I told Luke, and I will continue to beat on this all week, to your point, Humphrey, Ronnie Stanley, Roquan, the senior the senior guys, Mark Andrews, Derrick Henry, the Hall of Fame wide receiver. I'm looking at these players and saying, where are they early on? Where's the offensive line? Where's the pass rush with the young kid that they drafted that was on the wrong side of the tracks with young ladies? And the kicker, everybody's watching the kicker, right? But to me, the
Loopy.
veteran players and where they are on their timeline of being 30-year-old, how the
Gotta
holes
happen.
look for
It's
Derrick
gotta
Henry,
happen.
where the speed is, timing with Lamar and wide receivers, and to your point, playing really, really good teams out of the gate. They
Right
cannot.
out.
2-2 would suck. 1-3 would be unacceptable. 3-1
Absolutely.
would be lovely. 4-0 would be miraculous. But 0-1 on
It's not
Monday
good.
morning,
Not
and
good.
Joe Flacco coming in and staring down Detroit and Kansas City and being 0-1. And dude, I cannot think of a worse game. Even going to Kansas City with Taylor Swift, if that's what they were doing this week, I don't know that there's a bigger trap, horrible, tough way to open a season. And I go back to my wife and I going out to Denver when Angelos, being the nice guy that he was, the guy who never punched down, wrecked the opening day for the Ravens, and they got sent out to Denver, got
And
their
got
ass
crushed.
kicked. I mean, I was at that game. Manning still throwing touchdown passes. And I just opening in Buffalo in this way is very spotlighty. And to me, it's very spotlighty on all the guys that have made the money and all the guys that are the veteran leadership to say, where are you? Where's your speed? Where's your want?
Gotta come out 1-0. Have to. Have to. And then you beat the Browns because you should
That's
beat
a
the
tough thing
Browns.
to ask to say, we're going to go
I
to
get
Buffalo and
it.
win.
I get it. Got to come out 1-0. Got to beat the Browns because we should beat the Browns. And then it's Detroit on Monday night.
Dude, 2-0 would so lessen the oxygen in here. It would just give more breath to what they can be this year, which is not a team that has to go to Buffalo and play in January or
That's right.
needing to win these Cincinnati and Pittsburgh games once they get here, because they're getting. By the way, Thanksgiving night, it just occurred to me they really are playing at home on
They
Thanksgiving. I've
are.
seen people selling their tickets already, just sort of like,
Well,
I'm not going on Thanksgiving night.
we've done it before. We've tailgated a turkey dinner, so
You doing it?
I believe we are. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we tailgate a turkey dinner.
I'm not
Lots of people.
against it. I
No,
you know, I'm not,
it sucks, but that's what we do.
Oh, you were against it.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. I mean, an 8:20 game. It just, people
They
are,
need the product, baby.
amen.
Gotta make the
They're
papers.
showing it. They're showing it. So it'll be. We'll get there. We'll be
Hey, your
there.
guy Rubenstein, but Moneybags. And I tell people this because you literally you were the first human in my life to tell me Rubenstein was going to own the team, like before it
Yes,
ever
and
became
he's
news or whatever.
8 years, $86 million to a
No,
guy that
67 million. And
Six to a
listen,
guy that played four games?
well, I mean, Luke tried to talk me down the tree on this, that it's really a $30 million deal at the end, kind of, sort of. You know what I mean? Like, he's
Whatever.
getting $1 million a year the next couple of years. I said to Luke, this was a PR maneuver, and it's a guy they can sign. They cannot sign. This is, no offense, dude. You're a man of money and a man of that manages people's wealth and their prosperity. If you're talking to a kid from the Dominican about setting himself up for life,
It's a
this would be
beautiful
like
thing.
me saying, I'm trying to win the $750 million Powerball this week, that the 70 million that you would just give me that straight away wouldn't be as good as 750 million. You may say to little nasty Nestor from Venezuela, who's 21, who can hit a baseball, you may say to him, dude, take the 70 million and just get on the boat and go play your game. There'll be plenty of money for you, and you're going to
That's
live
right.
your life the way you're going to live your
Is
22nd, 23rd,
unbelievable.
24th, 25th year of your life.
Unfound. Unbelievable.
And then the way you're going to live your 50th and 60th year,
It's
if
a
you can get
beautiful
there,
thing. Guaranteed money to come
guaranteed money. Now, Boris is
is
telling Adley Rutschman, don't take that money. And
right.
Adley Rutschman's teetering right now.
I'll bet. I'll bet.
And
'Cause
Jackson Holiday had a rich daddy, so it doesn't matter.
it does
And
matter.
Gunnar
It
Henderson
does
is
matter.
at the point where, like, Joe Flacco is, which is, F you, I'm going to get the whole bag, the
Well,
way Manny
we're going to
Machado got the
find
whole
out.
bag.
We're going to find out soon enough.
But what do you make? You manage a lot of money for people. This is when this happens, it's not like me to throw the red flag and be the village prick and say, Well, they kind of get over on the Dominican kid because he needed the money. Yeah, he did. Adam
No, but
Jones
he,
took the money. He was a poor kid from San Diego. Like, taking 70 and
is
saying maybe
beautiful.
you'll get 200 million sounds better to Adley Rutschman, because Adley Rutschman, they easily, Rutschman, even when John Angelos was still in the boat here, they would have given Rutschman a 150 million 2 years ago. Easily, they would have given him that. He wouldn't have taken it. He would not have taken that money.
Well, he should have. He should have. I mean, now you look and you go, can he hit? I guess, you know, he came back from being hurt and he hit. And then he got hurt.
Well, this is the two sides of the money. Leonard, I'm going to let you roll because I know you got money to manage this week.
I like guaranteed money. I like good contracts. And what, you know, in my world, what we say is pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
This is what I said to Luke. It's a good deal for the team. They get PR out of it. Rubenstein said gets to say, I signed a guy. These other guys won't sign because they won't sign.
That's right.
And this guy took, I called it a shitty deal, on his behalf. And I even said to Luke, it was a
Good
lot about
money.
rock and roll. All of my rock and
Good
roll
money.
buddies signed contracts with Chrysalis, CBS, Epic Records when they were 18 years old. They signed awful deals, right? And then they worked Prince. They worked their whole life. Taylor Swift. They worked their whole life to get out from under it. John
I
Fogerty, he took
get
it
it.
40
I get
years,
it.
right?
I get
From a
it.
bad deal. I don't think this is a bad deal. He got
No,
$70 million, right?
he's doing all right. He's doing all right for a kid who, you know, is bouncing around position and gonna play. And guaranteed money is guaranteed money. You get hurt, you never know. Take it. I like the bird in the hand theory.
I
I'm
would
all
take
for
the
it.
guaranteed winning field goal from Tyler Loop at the buzzer to beat the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night. I
Amen.
will take that. Hey, I'll get together with you morning after the Bills game, you and me,
Yes,
right?
yes, yes.
So cross your fingers, that's all I
Amen.
can say. And
1-0 would be
let's
great.
get some crabs with your boy now that we got him back here.
Amen.
I want
We'll
to
do
see
it.
what Dundalk paraphernalia he picked up in Ireland.
There you go.
We'll compare notes.
You
Leonard
got it.
Raskin manages the American Dream. You can find him at Raskin Global. You can find his shining face on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. It's a big week around here. We got football happening. Maryland Crab Cake Tour's out on the road, and we're winding down tastiness. So if you're in the mood for a maple bacon donut, I know where you can find a good one. We're
Amen.
BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.